Lady Bird Readers, Sleeping Beauty. Picture words. The King, the Queen, Princess Aurora, the Princess, Good Fairy, Bad Fairy, the Prince. Cast a spell. Spinning wheel. Prick. Thorns. Hedge. Soldier. The king and queen wanted a baby very much. When they had a baby girl, they were very happy. Let's call her Aurora, said the queen. Yes, Aurora. What a lovely name, said the king. The king and queen invited the fairies to come and see the new baby. Oh, she's beautiful, the fairy said. Let's cast spells for baby Aurora. While Aurora slept, the fairies cast spells for her. Princess Aurora is going to be clever, said one fairy. She is going to love animals, and they are going to love her, said a second fairy. At that moment, another fairy arrived. It was the bad fairy, who hated the king and queen. When the bad fairy arrived, Princess Aurora began to cry. The bad fairy flew near to her and cast a spell. At the age of 15, the princess is going to prick her finger on a spinning wheel, and she is going to die, said the bad fairy. The king and queen and the good fairies were all afraid. But then one of the good fairies cast a spell too. I can't stop the bad fairy's spell, but I can change it. Princess Aurora is going to prick her finger on a spinning wheel, but she is not going to die. She is going to fall asleep for 100 years, said the good fairy. After 100 years, the princess will need to have her family and friends with her, said another fairy. So all the people in the castle will fall asleep with her too.
I don't want Aurora to prick her finger on a spinning wheel, and I don't want her to fall asleep for 100 years, said the king. Bring all the spinning wheels in the country here and break them all.
People brought their spinning wheels and the king's soldiers broke all of them. Princess Aurora grew up. When she was 15 years old, she was a clever, beautiful young woman. She loved having picnics in the castle's gardens with her animal friends. She was very happy. One day, the princess found something in her bedroom. It was made of wood, and it had a wheel on it. What's this? Where did it come from? Princess Aurora thought, and she sat down next to it. Princess Aurora touched the spinning wheel and pricked her finger. She fell on the bed and was soon asleep. In other rooms in the castle, people fell asleep. The king and queen fell asleep where they were sitting. Some people were eating. They fell asleep at the table. Soldiers fell asleep while they were standing. The dog was lying on the floor. It fell asleep too.
Thorns grew inside the castle, in every room. Outside, a thick hedge of thorns grew around the castle. The thorns were hard and strong. People couldn't go through the hedge. Soon, they could only see the top of the castle. Many people forgot there was a princess and her family inside it. The thorns grew for 100 years. Then, one day, a prince was riding through the country. A very old man told him the story of the sleeping princess and her family. The prince decided to go to the castle. "I'm going to find the princess," he thought. The prince cut down the thorns and climbed up the castle's walls. Through a high window, he saw the princess asleep on her bed. "What a beautiful girl," he thought. The prince kissed the princess, and she opened her eyes. Princess Aurora looked at the prince. "Are you a dream?" she said.
"No, I'm not a dream," he said. "I'm a prince, and I'm here to wake you up."
Then all the people and animals who were sleeping woke up. The king and queen woke up. The dog that was lying on the floor woke up. The soldiers woke up too.
"Thank you, young man, for waking us up," the king said to the prince.
"What can we give you to thank you? Please tell us," said the queen.
"I would like to stay here with you for a few months," said the prince.
"Of course," said the king and queen. "We would like that too."
The prince and the princess spent a lot of time together. She began to love him. He began to love her. Princess Aurora and the prince got married. There was a big party that evening. The fairies came too. But the bad fairy wasn't invited. Ladybird Readers, Sleeping Beauty, read by Rob Holman. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2021.